Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The main rebel coalition in Syria says it's willing to accept a temporary truce, but only if Russia calls a halt to its airstrikes and the Damascus government ends its offensive near the Syrian-Turkish border. Meantime, there has been some progress in delivering aid shipments to civilian neighborhoods under siege by Syrian government troops and their allies. In U.S. presidential politics, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has won the Nevada Democratic caucus, defeating Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by a margin of 62-48%. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone with us to give us the results of the Republican Party primary in the state of South Carolina, where frontrunner Donald Trump won.
Donald Trump continues his march toward the Republican nomination. He's won the last two contests, New Hampshire, now South Carolina. The upcoming Super Tuesday primaries, mostly in the southern states, that should help Donald Trump as well. So this was a big boost with a victory in South Carolina.
For Republican candidates Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, a virtual tie for second place. Republican Jeb Bush suspended his campaign Saturday night. Republicans Ben Carson and John Kasich, each one, appears to have garnered less than 8% of the votes. They have indicated their campaigns will continue. Uganda's Electoral Commission has named incumbent leader Yoweri Museveni the winner of Thursday's presidential election, but the main opposition party rejecting the results as fraudulent. EU election observers say the ruling party distorted the fairness of the campaign and state actors created an intimidating atmosphere for voters and candidates. This is VOA News. At least five people have been killed in a powerful cyclone that struck Fiji on Saturday. Authorities have begun deploying storm teams and cleanup crews throughout the island chain to assess the damage from Cyclone Winston. It was a Category 5 storm with winds reaching 300 kilometers an hour, some gusts much higher. It is the strongest tropical cyclone ever to make landfall in Fiji. The government has imposed a nationwide curfew and declared a months-long state of natural disaster. Scores of residents have sought shelter in evacuation centers that are set up across Fiji. Afghan forces continue their offensive against the Islamic State fighters in Nangarhar province in recent days. A government spokesperson claims they have killed dozens of militants over several days of fighting, and the government says most of the schools that have been closed by the militants have been reopened. The story now from VOA's Bronwyn Benito.
A military offensive against Islamic State in Nangarhar's Achin district continued for a fourth day, clearing areas once under IS control. The militants had captured this unpaved and dangerous road, but now local residents came out to see government forces taking it back.
The children's school you see over there, Islamic State used to plan its evil activities there and then carry them out.
They fled from here and left behind everything.
Government forces say they are targeting IS militants who are shooting at them. This time, they say, they killed dozens of fighters and wounded many more. Afghan security forces say they will not stop their operations in the area until the IS group is eliminated. I'm Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Bolivia is holding a referendum today to decide whether to amend the Constitution to allow President Evo Morales to run for a fourth consecutive term in 2019. Voters were evenly split on the issue until recently. Mourners attended a Roman Catholic funeral mass Saturday here in Washington for the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, lauded as a giant of the law and the most influential justice of his era. One of the late justice's nine children, Paul Scalia, a Roman Catholic priest, delivered a homily. He referred to his father's devotion to God and country. Vice President Joe Biden led a distinguished group of officials, dignitaries, family, and friends in attending the service for Scalia, that is, who died a week ago at the age of 79. An Italian author, Umberto Eco, has died. He was 84, ending a writing career that spanned decades. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.